Some of you might remember that episode of Friends when Phoebe starts dating this weird, annoying therapist guy that comes and starts analyzing all the group. And all of a sudden, the therapist, when Chandler walks in, starts explaining to Chandler, like, basically his whole personality, the reason that he was the class clown and whatever. And he basically starts telling him about his whole childhood. And Chandler's like, "How did you know?" And he's like, "It's textbook." And of course, then Chandler gets depressed. And the point of that episode, and I'm sure even those that haven't watched Friends have met throughout life with the very perplexing issue, which is actually not only distressing, but causes some people to actually have breakdowns and total crisis of identity. The idea being conveyed in that episode is that all too often what we consider the most precious, essential part of who we are, which is our own identity, the identity we built about ourselves, the way we understand ourselves, who we know ourselves to be, what we know ourselves to be, who do believe in free choice have to deal with this idea that perhaps what the Torah says, that free choice is on the actions we do, is the only free choice we have, because perhaps the very identity of who each and every one of us is, the I that each and every one of us has built, might just be textbook, might so very well be based on things that we had to deal with in childhood, that we had to deal with all sorts of personalities and things. This person became a lawyer because they never got their father's love and their father was a lawyer, so they wanted to impress them. This person absolutely loves cooking, but the real reason is because their mother or father was an alcoholic and they never had any food unless they would cook it for themselves, and on and on and on. All these things, on and on, we could all explore much of our own identities and personalities, and they're either like our parents, not like our parents, based on our parents' love when we were children, defending ourselves from our parents' abuse when we were children. And after a while, we start looking at our own identity, and it could be very, very depressing when I start thinking, and every thinking person does at one point in their life, and as I said, many people have a crisis from it, when people start thinking, so who am I? So what am I really if what I thought are my hobbies and my loves and my fears are all things that I just had to develop textbook because of my childhood experiences? Or the way that Jim Carrey put it, after he had his very interesting conversion and realization, so to speak, Jim Carrey's talking about the fact that actors that play roles on the stage or on the screen is a little uncomfortably like what we all really are in life, because in some ways we all play roles that we assumed in childhood very often, and we continue playing that role throughout life. It's like Jim Carrey said that at some point, if you're a thinking person, you'll ask yourself, where did this character, this role that I'm playing, come from? What is the dirt that the pearl is built around? And the pearl is the personality that you build around yourself as a protection against that thought. If they ever found out that I'm worthless, if they ever find out that I'm not enough, I'll be destroyed. We all have the dirt that we all have under the pearl of the personality we've built. The dirt, the deepest, darkest secret we all have is we all feel, I'm not enough. I'm not enough for other people. I'm not enough for God. I'm not enough for my spouse. I'm not enough for my friends. I'm not enough for my children. We all have the dirt, and we had it as children when we were beat up by people around us or by life. And we built this pearl around that dirt. And so at some point you start asking yourself, so who am I really when I take away all my desires and my will and my brain and my thinking now? Because I know I've changed who my personality was from 10 years ago. So who's the real me? I used to absolutely love caviar when I was a kid, but now I know it's because my father liked caviar, but I actually hate caviar. What do I really like? And at some point, each and every one of us goes through life that stage where we wonder, so what am I really? Who am I really? And the answer is, you're God, really. God is the only thing that exists. This week's parsha, this week we're going to read Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Hear, O Israel. And we say this to ourselves every day. You say, Shema Yisrael, Hear, O Israel. Who are you talking to when you say that? Who are you talking to when you say Shema Yisrael? You say it quietly. The answer is you're talking to yourself. You're talking to yourself. Listen up, Jew. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. God is one. God is the truth of reality. God is one, God is all that exists, and deep beyond even the dirt, deeper than the dirt that's under the pearl of my personality, is God. And so at every stage in my life, whether it was my childhood, my adolescence, my teenage years, my adult years, and this very day, at every moment, we have to realize that the purpose of life is to bring God into the world, God's infinity into the world, God's light into the world by developing a personality. And very often we don't have a free choice. God made us that personality. He put the suit that we're wearing called the body. He put the costume of our personality on us. And now God is saying to each and every one of us, okay, listen, my beautiful, beloved child, I dressed myself up as you. That's what God is saying to each and every one of us. I hid myself in your personality. Now use the exact personality, who you are today. It doesn't matter how or why you've become what you are today. For right now, for the present, for this moment, I dressed myself up in your personality. I took upon myself, God says, the exterior of the pearl, which is the person you are now. Now act in a way that will bring me into the world more and more and reveal that only Hashem exists. And the whole world will say at that point that Hashem Echad, that God is the only thing that exists. Good Shabbos.